You must be pretty excited about a 30th birthday coming up. I know the park was started by your parents, Colin and Megan Wing, back in 1986. And I'd imagine when they started, they probably didn't see themselves doing it 30 years down the track.
No, I don't imagine so, but it has grown over time. And today, you'd probably nearly say that we've got the largest collection of Tasmanian wildlife in probably go as far as saying Australia.
Okay. It was originally a caravan park too. So tell me how it evolved into a wildlife park.
Yeah, so basically what happened was it was the caravan park. Obviously, Dad and Mum was into dairy cattle and beef cattle back then also. So they had a few animals that was here, and it was referred to as Wings Farm Park. So we used to get some school groups and that come through and have a look at those animals. We also had a resident that was living here at the time that had snakes. So the wildlife park sort of ventured into that area, and we had a reptile display, and then the schools would come and see them also. So that's basically how it started.
You mentioned you've got the probably the biggest exhibit of Tasmanian wildlife in Australia, but you've also got some things that aren't native to Tasmania. Over the years, you've had some very strange things come in and out of the place. I think alligators at one point. Are they still there?
We did have them. No, we don't have them any longer. I guess our exotics at the moment that's the most populous would be the meerkat. So we have them here, and we've also got a couple of little babies that were born. Oh, they'll probably be coming up 12 months now.
Okay, and meerkats are fascinating to watch. They're so almost human-like with their qualities, aren't they? They sit up on their hind legs and they look around and very attentive to what's going on around them.
Yes, definitely. One always is keeping watch, and then you'll see the little ones there and they'll cuddle and play about together and tumble. Definitely like humans, yes.
How busy have you been? I was probably just getting into the start of the summer season, but we're hearing evidence from the government and from the Tourism Council of Tasmania that winter visitation this year in Tasmania has been the best it's ever been. Have you seen that in your business?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Our winters are certainly, or our summers are sort of turning into our winters. The only thing that probably pulled us up a bit this year was we had a lot of rain and the flooding, and obviously the park got cut off for a little while, so that probably a bit of a damp winter, I guess, for us, or in the last few months anyways, probably kept it a bit quieter than what we would have liked. But we are coming into our cruise ship season in November, and also school groups have been very popular again this year.
With this time of the year, with spring, we normally associate that with a sort of fresh new start. You get your daffodils coming out, you get your plover chicks being born, new lambs and stuff like that. So is that the case with your wildlife as well? You've got a lot of young in the place at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. We've got some emu chicks at the moment. Our boar goats have just had kids, so we've got two sets of twins there that are seeming popular with the kids. We've always got rabbits and guinea pigs coming on. Lots of babies about at the moment. Definitely a good time.
And is there an opportunity for people to actually interact with the animals? I mean, not just in enclosures. I think you have a little bit of petting, don't you, for kids and stuff?
So, yeah. Yeah, so with the kangaroos and that, you can actually go in and feed the foresters, and you will see some little joeys poke their heads out of pouches there. So definitely pat hands-on with those. We do offer encounters, so our baby devils will be ready or available soon for that. So that's something that's popular. There's lots of hands-on interactions there. You can feed the emus and the emu chicks and all that sort of thing. We offer bottle feeding, like the little lambs and the goats. Lots of stuff like that. Little joeys that we've been rearing. So, yeah, plenty to see, do, and hands-on.
I must admit, I haven't been for quite a few years, but next time my granddaughter visits from Hobart, we must take her out there because it's, as you say, it's really great for kids. Now, let's get to the 30th anniversary tomorrow. So I understand there'll be a cake, but what else is happening?
Yep, so we'll have the cake cutting at 2 months. So if you're available, you want to come up for that and have some cake. So that'll happen at 2 o'clock. For the park in general, though, we have got 10% off entry for the day. So if anyone comes through, doesn't matter how many's in your group, everyone gets 10% off. We're also running a fishing competition, so registration's open for that from between 8 and 12. You can fish up to 3 o'clock and then bring your catch for weigh-in, and we've got prizes that's been donated, BCF and Ultimate Fishing in Ulverston. So that's something that will take place in Gunns Plains on the Leven River, so there's certain areas that you can fish with that.
Okay, so this is for people that have got a licence and have got their own gear?
Definitely bring your licence along. I think it's children under the age of 13 don't require one, and we'll be fishing from our camping flats up to Marshall's Bridge, which I'm not sure if you've heard, that's not there at the moment, but obviously where Marshall's
Bridge is. Where it used to be, yes. There's still a few bridges to be replaced from the floods.
That's right.
Yeah, Jenna, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic day. The weather forecast for tomorrow is a sunny day, so it's going to be brilliant, and I'd suggest if anyone hasn't been to the park for a while or you've never been at all, like Jerry, spring's a great time to go because of so many young.
That's right, and it's so green at the moment, so you know, if you We've got the cafe here, but if they want to bring a picnic lunch, they're more than welcome to have that on the grassed area out the front.
Okay, Jenna, look, thanks for your time this afternoon. Happy birthday for tomorrow, and I hope that you see at least another 30 years out of it, and maybe more.
Yeah, pressure on now for me, I guess, helping mum and dad out. So, yeah, not a problem, Martin. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Jenna Cantwell, who's the manager of Wings Wildlife Park, celebrating their 30th anniversary tomorrow, which is a wonderful achievement. It is an iconic Northwest attraction, and if you haven't been there like me for a few years or you're new to the region, it's a must do. Put on your bucket list and maybe even go up there tomorrow, enjoy a bit of the birthday celebrations, 10% off as well, and look at all the young that have come out for spring. Wonderful time of the year.